请弟兄姊妹们翻开以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们要从哪里看一点点的圣经？
We will see a couple of verses.
从十五节开始。
On verse 15.
我们要看到
15 through 23. Verses Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Wherefore I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which is in you, and the love which you have toward all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers,that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him, being enlightened in the eyes of your heart, so that you should know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of the might of his strength.
十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主职的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And what the surpassing, and from verse 19 to 23, and what the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe,according to the working of the might of his strength, in which he wrought in the Christ, in raising him from among the dead. And he set him down at his right hand in the heavenlies, above every principality and every authority and power and dominion and every name named, not only in this age, but also in that to come, and has put all things under his feet.And gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
然后请翻到第四章，从二十节开始。
And let's turn to chapter 4. We read from verse 20.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。所以你们好了。
Okay. Okay.And you have not thus learned the Christ, if you have heard him and been instructed in him according as the truth is in Jesus, Namely, you having put off, according to the former conversation, the old man which corrupts itself according to the deceitful lust.
然后请弟兄姊妹翻到哥罗西书第二章。
And let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
从第六节开始。
Verse 6.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and assured in the faith, even as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. See that there be no one who shall lead you away as a prey, through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the teaching of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ.
那然后我们再往下看，我们就光念十九节就好。
And we only read verse 19.
上面是说到一些人，他们是怎样的生活。
And it was talking about a person, about his life.
十九节就说出一个事实来。
And verse 19 talks about a fact.
他说他们呢，不辞定元首，全身既靠他联络的核心。
And talks about a kind of a person. He said here, not holding fast the head, from whom all the body ministered to and united together by the joints and bands, increases with the increase of God.
然后我们再看约翰一书第一章，第二章。
First John chapter 2.
我们从二十四节开始。
From verse 24.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。主所应许我们的就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you, you also shall abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he has promised us, life eternal. These things have I written to you concerning those who lead you astray, and yourselves, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you as to all things, and is true, and is not a lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一次在特会里头，弟兄们 吩咐我和弟兄姊妹转交通教会的元首是基德。
And this time in this conference, the brothers asked me to fellowship with brothers and sisters this matter that Christ is the head of the church.
翻过来说，如果教会的元首不是基督，那个教会就是不是能称为教会，就已经是一个问号。
Now, if a church in which the Christ is not the head, now whether this is really a church is a question.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
从我们所看过的经文，不单是今天的，前天晚上我们所看过的，弟兄姊妹应该还能记得。
From the verses that we have just read, and from the verses which we read two nights ago,
我们看到神在他永远的旨意里头一个非常明确的定位。
We see that God has a very clear determination.In his eternal purpose.
他要借着他的儿子来显明他是万有的主，也是救赎的主。
He wants to manifest through his son that he is the Lord of all. He also is the Lord of salvation, of redemption.
如果说到我们的主是万有的主，那是说到万有的起源是根据他。
When we say that our Lord is the Lord of all things, that means the origin of all things is according to Him.
也是依靠他，并且要归于他。
And also by Him and also to Him.
如果说到他是救赎的主。
And concerning Him being the Lord of redemption.
那这是特别对着我们走迷了的人来说明的。
And it speaks specially concerning us who have gone astray, men who have gone astray.
他借着道成肉身到地上来，成就了那个十字架的救恩。
Now, Word becoming flesh, He came to the earth, He accomplished the salvation of the cross.
他从死里复活，显明他自己的所事和所作。
He was raised from among the dead to demonstrate who he is and what he does.
就结束了黑暗的权势的张狂。
He concludes the pomposity of this dark power.
也把我们这些死在罪恶过犯中的人拯救过来。
He also delivered us from the death and the sin.
所以无论你从万有的起源来说，或者说神自己的救恩在人的中间显明来说。
So either from the point of view of the origin of all things, or from the point of view of God's own salvation manifested among men.
神定规了他的儿子要在万有之上做元首，是一点都没有。可疑问的地方。
Now this is not a question that God has destined for His Son to be the Lord of all things, the head of all things.
我们更感谢主的。
We thank our Lord.
因为当他这一个荣耀的旨意显明出来的时候
，Because when His glorious purpose was demonstrated,
他同时也把神怎么样把那个走迷了的人。连同堕落的宇宙都带回他的面前。
He also has demonstrated how he brought back the men who have gone astray and also the universe that is falling.
那是我们所提过的，在以弗所书第一章里边所说到的那一件事。
Now, this thing has been mentioned in the first chapter of Ephesians.
神借着他的儿子的救赎的恩典在地上选召了一批人。
Through the grace of salvation of his son, he has chosen a group of people on earth.
这一批人给称为在基督里首先有盼望的人。
These people in Ephesians, first chapter says, those are the first who hope.
这一批人也就给称为基督的身体。
And these people are also called the body of Christ.
当然也就是指着教会来说了。当然就是指着教会来说。
It actually points to the church.
神就 同时也让我们看到
God also shows us
教会既然给称为首先有盼望的人
Now that church is called those who have first hoped
那是神把他整个的要做成的那个旨意做成先做成在教会的身上
Now the purpose that God wants to accomplish He accomplished that first in the church
然后借着教会来扩充他那个影响
And through the church He would expand the influence
就把万有都带回神的面前
And to bring everything, all things back to the Lord
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
我们从神这样的一个安排来说基督做教会的元首这一件事情是必须要做成的。
Now, from this arrangement of the Lord, we know that for Christ to be the head of church, that has to be accomplished.
因为教会不能让基督做元首。
If the church does not let Lord Jesus to be the head,
教会就没有可能来做成神所要做的事。
Then the church cannot accomplish what God wants to accomplish.
如果教会不能做成神所要做的事
If the church cannot accomplish what the Lord accomplished, wants to accomplish.
那弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看到，万有要在基督里归于一，这一件事情就没有条件出现的。
Then this matter that all things have to be headed up or summed up in Christ, that cannot happen.
我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank our Lord.
因为他毫无保留的就把整个的计划的执行的那个方向和原则对我们打开了。
Because the direction and the principle of how he restored the whole thing, he bring that principle to us.
那因此到我们这一边来的时候
Now when it comes to us,
我们该留意的是什么呢
Now what should we pay attention?
我们该留意就是什么我们具体的来活出神这样的一个定位。
How do we concretely live out this determination of the Lord?
在我的交通的主题上面来说，就是说，我们怎么了去活出让基督做教会的元首
？How do we live out that Christ is the head of the church?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为基督做教会的元首这一件事情在地位上已经是不是一个问题了
Now this matter that Christ is the head of the church in terms of position is not a question
神已经摆明了你看到万创神所做的万物你能承认他不是元首吗
This is what God has done How can you say that he is not the head of the church
你享用了救恩在我们身上所显明那个实际你能说他不是教会的元首吗
Now according to the salvation which he has already done to us can you deny that Christ is the head of the church?
对不认识神的人来说当然他们没有办法碰这个问题
For those who do not know the Lord and they cannot touch this question.
但是对我们这些已经在基督里成为首先有盼望的人来说
But for us who have been already, we are the first to hope in Christ.
我们找不到任何的理由说我们的主你不配做元首
There's no single reason we can say, Lord, you are not worthy to be our head.
我们感谢主
We thank God.
因为当我们被带到这样的一个光照的底下的时候
Because when we are brought into this light
好像在认识上面神已经把我们放在一个这样的路上面去走
Now in terms of light, in terms of knowledge God has already put us on this way
神让我们很清楚地看到什么时候基督做元首的事情在我们身上显出来的时候
God has shown us that whenever this matter of Christ is the head of the church, when this is demonstrated among us,
神所要做的工就在那里有开始。
The work of God can start.
不但是有开始。
Not only it can start.
并且有发展。
It can develop.
不但是有发展。
Not only develop.
并且还要带到结局。
It can be brought to the very end.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
当弟兄姊妹们能 在主这样的一个带领的底下，看见我们该奔走的方向、目的和内容的时候
，When brothers and sisters in this light have been brought to see our direction, our purpose, of our running,
我们切切要求主给我们里面有这样的一个爱慕，爱慕活在神这样的一个安排里。
Now, in ourselves, we have to ask the Lord to give us a love for this arrangement, a love for this purpose.
如果弟兄姊妹在这一方面，你是给神有一点的照明了。
If, brothers and sisters, if our hearts is so enlightened by the Lord a little bit,
那我们不能不在这一步来注意。
And then, one step further, we have to note,
但我们是如此的跟着主的安排来往前走。
Now when we are walking forward according to the arrangement of the Lord,
我们能看得很清楚，神那个荣耀旨意就要完成。
Then we can see clearly the glorious purpose of the Lord will be accomplished.
但是我们不能忽略一个事情。
But we cannot ignore one thing.
当我们这样按着神的心思来往前行的时候，
When we are walking forward according to the heart of the Lord,
我时常愿意所有神的儿女们在灵里头要有那样一个敏锐的感觉。
But I exhort brothers and sisters that in our spirit we have to have that very sensitive sense.
我们必须要看到一件事。
We have to see one thing.
要让基督做元首这个事情显明出来。
Now, in order that Christ being the head, that can be manifested.
那是一个非常严重的、厉害的属灵的征战。
This is very serious. This is a very striking spiritual warfare.
如果我们忽略了这一个点的话，
If we ignore this point,
弟兄姊妹们，在我们要往前走的时候，我们走不了几步，我们就没办法往前走了。
Brothers and sisters, when we move forward, and after a few steps, we will stop.
因为立刻的你就发觉，为什么那个抵挡的力量那么厉害？
Because very soon you discover how come the opposition is so strong.
为什么在我的里面常常会有不甘心这样继续往前走？
Why even in me there is a reluctance to move this way?
不管从环境上面来看也好，从我们自己个人的意愿上面来看也好。
Now whether we see it from the environment around us or from our own willingness,
我们真的要活在让基督做元首这个事实，我们就必须要面对一个非常厉害的属灵的征战。
If we want to live out this fact that Christ is the head, then we have to face a very severe spiritual battle.
因为当神这样领着我们往前走的时候，
Because when the Lord leads us this way,
神的对头也非常清楚地知道，如果神这一个带领成功的话，
The adversary of God knows clearly if the Lord is successful in this.
也就是他完结的时候。
And that would be the end of him.
所以在神的对头那一方面来说，他绝对绝对不甘心让神的儿女们走在让基督做元首这一个路上。
So,from the point of view of the adversary, enemy of God, he will not rest to see that God's people walk on this way that Christ is the head.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
虽然撒旦的攻击、反对、阻挡有各种各样的那个样式。
Although the opposition and the attack of Satan is of various forms,
我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为主做元首这个地位不是白白得来的。
The position that our Lord Jesus is the head, that does not just come.
我们一再提过，从万有的起头，你不能否认这个事实。
Now when you look at even from the beginning of all things, the universe, you cannot deny this fact.
从救赎的这一个事实来说，也没有人能拒绝这个主的地位的。
Now, from the history of redemption, no one can deny his position.
但是撒旦到现在他还不甘心。
But Satan is not resting now.
所以我们看，如果我们好好的来读神的话的时候
，So if we read the Lord's words carefully,
我们也可以这样来看，整本圣经里头所记载的是什么事情呢
？So then we can understand what is recorded in the whole Bible.
我们如果不是从正面看，从反面来看
，And we look at from the point of view of opposition.
如果要从反面来看的话，你看那整本圣经在那里是记录撒旦怎么去对付神。
Now you can see that the whole Bible records how Satan tried to oppose God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
撒旦是可以尽他的全力来与神敌对。
Satan can try his best to be an enemy of God.
但是主那一个地位，神那一个是。那个地位是不是撒旦所能动摇的
？But the position of the Lord Jesus, the position of God, is not something that Satan can move.
撒旦虽然不能动摇神的地位
，Satan cannot move the position of God.
但是他不甘心。
But Satan is not willing to rest.
所以他就不停止在那里骚扰。
So he just disrupt continuously.
那我们不说太多太长久的事情。
So we're not going to talk too long.
我们只是拿教会的历史里边稍微留意一些事实，我们就很清楚的看得见。
If we look at some examples in the history of the church, we can understand this more clearly.
教会在地上已经有差不多二千年的历史了。
The church has been on earth for 2,000 years.
从时间上面来说，不算太短，也不能说太长。
Now this is a period which is not too short and not too long.
但虽然是这样，但是你从这段时间的里边，你看到撒旦对付神的工作是出了多少的方法呢
？Now if you look at this history of 2,000 years, you can see Satan has tried various ways using various effort.To try to oppose God.
当然我们不是说他一点一滴的那个方法。
Now we are not saying that he has doing very minute different ways.
我们要留意就是他所有的方法是围绕一个什么原则来对付神。
Now all the method that Satan uses surrounds one principle.
我简单先提一下就好。
And we just review it.
他一直就是要让人用别样去代替基督。
He was trying to make men use other things to replace Christ.
人也好，物也好，事也好，反正能代替基督的，他都用上了。
This thing, it can be a thing, can be a man, can be some matter.As long as it can be used, he thinks can be used again.
甚至用到一个地步，连称为主名下的教会，这个话要说清楚，是所谓称为神主名下的教会，也会在他的利用的那一个范围里。
Satan has used it to such an extent.That even the so-called church under the name of Christ, Satan can use, try to use.
那我想就用一些比较大的事情来给弟兄姊妹们留意一下。
Now I would just mention a few more significant things.
弟兄姊妹都知道。
Brothers and sisters know.
教会从使徒的时候开始，他们。在地上开发展。
Now, from the time of the apostles, the church developed on earth.
但是我们从教会历史来看的时候呢
？But when we look at the history of the church,
你看到经过没有太长的时间，教会就都变了样了。
You You can see that through some period of time, the church has changed its color.
如果你要从外面去来认识教会的话呢
if you want
你好像找不到教会了
If you want to look at the church from the outside, it seems you could not find the church.
但是如果你要从一个宗教的活动和组织来说呢你说那个时候、哦、这个称为 敬拜神敬拜耶稣 的宗教是何等的发达
If you want to look at it from the point of religious activities, the religious organization, you would say that for this period of time, the worship of God is very phenomenal.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个事情，虽然我们不能很详细的知道那个过程是怎样怎样。
Although these things, if you look at it, you can know it in detail.
但是你总知道，在初世纪过不久，就天主教跑出来了。
But you can simply see that very soon after the first century, Roman Catholicism comes.
天主教就可以说把整个的欧洲和靠近欧洲的相当大的地区。全都在那里管制着了。
Now the Roman Catholic was ruling the whole Europe and more.
那当我们看到这个事情，你要是看外表的话，你说教会是发展了，还是教会是糟糕了呢
？Now when you look at from the outward, you ask yourself a question: Is the church growing or if the church is decaying?
如果你要看外面的话，你说哦哟，现在多。多威王啊
And when you look from the outside, you see the church is
prosperous. 连皇帝都要来跟我们一起去敬拜神啊
Even the princes and the kings will have to come and worship God with us together.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看这个外面的事情的话，我们错了。
Brothers and sisters, if we look at this way from the outside, we are wrong.
相信弟兄姊妹们，你们心里都能领会。
Brothers and sisters, in our hearts we can understand.
天主教的出现，可以说是把神整个的救恩变了颜色。
The emergence of Catholicism is changing the color of God's salvation.
但是你要跑到那里头去的时候
，But when you come into it,
从外面呢，你还是接触到一个。叫做 耶稣基督他们叫做基利斯徒、
Outwardly they still call Christ Crystal
但是事实上基督是不是在哪里
But the question is Christ, was Christ really there
要是跑到那里面去的时候基督你是看不见了但是不是基督的东西就多得很
When you went thereYou do not find Christ, but you find these other things which are not Christ.
你要在那里寻找救恩，你找不到。
If you try to find salvation there, you could not find it.
因为他告诉你，如果你要跟神有和好的关系，你必须要做七件事情。
Because it says, if you want to be reconciled to God, you have to do seven things.
如果你把那七件事情做好了，那你就可以了。
If you finish with the seven things, then you are qualified.
如果再不好的话，将来就走过炼狱，也许还有个机会出来。
Now, if you're not done right, now you may go to purgatory, but then you may be able to come out.
他们告诉你要做什么七件事情呢
？Now, what are these seven things?
我一下也许也记不出来。
I could not remember.
第一就说你们要第一要洗礼。
One, the first thing is
第二就要受监证。
The second is confirmation.
那第三件就是万弥撒。万弥撒。
Oh, the third thing is mass.
第四件呢是要忏悔。
The fourth thing is
上神父忏悔。
Confession to the priest.
第五件呢，你结婚的时候必须要他来。来神父来祝福。
The fifth thing is, if you want to get married, you have to be blessed by the priest.
第六诫啊，你死掉的时候也都要神父来给你来做祝福。
The sixth thing is when you die, you have to have the priest coming to bless you.
还有一件我忘掉了。
And the seventh thing I can't remember.
反正七件事情，你做好圣那个圣洁七礼，那你就对了。
And if you do these seven ritual things, then you are okay.
弟兄姊妹们，当你面对这些的事情的时候，你能找到回到神面前去的路吗？
Brothers and sisters, if you try to do these seven things, can you find the way to God?
你七件事情做好，你都没有办法到神的面前。
If you do these seven things, finish these seven things, you
still cannot come to God. 我想这个用不着我去解说。
I don't need to explain it, Brunson.
那当你回头来看的这个教会历史里边有好几百年。
But you come back to see these centuries of church history.
如果一直延伸到现在，还不止几百年。
Now, when if you consider it extends to now, it's more than just a few hundred years.
啊，但是在相当的人的眼中，他们还说这个是我们才是正宗的。
And for many people, they still say that we are the orthodox, we are the real ones.
其他的都不是。
And the others are not.
弟兄姊妹大概也听过，大概上一个世纪的时候，他们又有一个运动。
Last century, they had a movement.
他们要叫我们信主的人，真实的认识主的人回家。
They say that we who really know the Lord to go home.
我们都成了浪子，他们要叫我们回家。
We are all prodigal sons. They want us to go home.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们要回家，那个真的是家吗？
什么？
那个真的是家吗？
If we want to go home, is that really the home?
弟兄姊妹们，你怎么决定它不是家？
Brothers and sisters, how can you tell it is not home?
弟兄姊妹很简单，就碰到我们这次交通的主题。
And brothers and sisters, it's very simple. It is the subject theme of our conference this time.
你说我们到你那里去的时候，我有没有看见基督
？It is when we enter into your gate. Do we see Christ there?
是不是基督在那里来要领着我们继续往前走
？Is it that Christ is there leading us forward?
碰到一个问题，你就马上有答案了。
Now, if you consider that question, you have an answer right away.
究竟你要听基督的话，还是听教王的话
？Now, do you want to listen to Christ or do you want to listen to the Pope?
弟兄姊妹，这样我们就很清楚地看见。
Brothers and sisters, then we clearly see
整个事情都坏掉了。
Now, the whole thing is corrupted.
感谢主
，Brothers and sisters.
人可以把这些事情。弄到这个地步，当然背后的动作，我们确实的相信是撒旦的。
Man could bring this matter to this extent. We know that behind that is the work of Satan.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神允许人的愚昧到一定的时间。
God only allowed the foolishness of man to come to a point.
神就显出他的怜悯，拯救人。脱离这一个撒旦所给人制造出来的愚昧。
Then the Lord in His mercy deliver men from this foolishness.
那所以我们要是读一般历史也好，读教会历史也好，我们都会读到十五六世纪世纪的时候就开始所谓宗教改革的那个问题出来了。
If we read history or the church history, we know that in 15th and 16th century, there was this reform movement.
但对我个人来说，当然很多弟兄姊妹们都会有同感，我们并不觉得那个是宗教改革。
Now, of course, when you, my feeling and probably feeling of many brothers and sisters, this is not a religious reformation.
因为第一，那个不是一个宗教的问题。
Because first of all, it did not address this question of religion.
那个实质的内容也不是改革的问题。
And the content is not a matter of reform.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那是神自己显明他的作为，把 愿意寻求神的人带回到神的面前去。
It is that God used His own word to bring those who would seek Him, bring them out of that, and back to God.
愿意寻求神的人，他们找到回到神面前去的路。
And those who had a heart to seek God, now they found a way to go back to God.
所以我们只能说，神是对教会的一个苏醒，或者教会的一个恢复。
So we can only say that God has worked an awakening of the church.
而不是宗教改革。
It is not a religious reformation.
那你说这样，撒旦打败了。
Now you ask yourself,Is Satan defeated?
不，如果我们真的是要看到基督做元首的这一件事情的时候
Now, if we really want to see that Christ being the head of the church,
我们看到神的恢复的工作起头了
We see the beginning of God's reconciling work.
但是你要看到教会真的是恢复的话，头一个问题是什么呢
？You want to see when the church really is going to be returned, restored. What is the first question?
从形式上面来说啊，当然你说那就是我们从今以后不再敬拜圣圣母了，我们会敬拜基督了，这是一个恢复。
So.In outwardly, in terms of form, you say, well, from now on, we're not going to worship the Holy Mother anymore. We only worship Christ.
但弟兄姊妹们，这个也许还是不是很准确。
But brothers and sisters, this is not really accurate.
为什么
？Why?
因为当我们一回到神建立教会的这一个安排的时候
，When you see what God's original arrangement for the church.
我们必须要看到一件事情，基督什么时候不是做元首，教会在那个地方就不是一个真正跟随主的教会。
We have to see that whenever Christ is not the head of the church at that point is not a church that follows the Lord.
当然，我们也要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord.
神在那个时候实在是做工。
God indeed did work at that point.
但是神做工是按着一步一步来带领。
But he worked step by step.
在一个基督的地位给改变了。
Now when the position of Christ was changed.
在基督的真理给完全的失掉了。
When the truth of Christ was lost.
那么要出。在恢复过来的时候
，No, when this is supposed to be restored.
那对于我们人来说，我们是愚昧的人。
Now we who are foolish.
我们没有办法让神一下子就把我们从不准确，马上带到一个非常很准确的那个光景。
We are not able to allow God to move us.From the one wrong position to the right position. Immediately.
我们人就是这样的愚昧。
Because we are foolish men.
停留在错误里头，不知道。
We stay in error and we did not know.
神要领我们脱离错误的时候，我们又不甘心完全的脱离。
When God wants to deliver us from the error, we were not willing.
说神当时带领着教会来回到他面前的时候呢，神只能一步一步的来领着神的儿女往前走。
When God wants to restore His church, He could only move God's children step by step.
因此，当弟兄说你读教会历史的时候
，So when brothers and sisters, when you read the history of the church,
你会知道哦，在教会恢复的那个过程的起头里头，比较有名的一些神所用的人，你会知道路德马丁。
When you pay attention to those who have been used by the Lord in the restoration, you will notice Martin Luther.
如果你再多知道一点呢，你会记得在比路德马丁更早的时候有约翰胡斯。
And if you want to look about a century ahead of Before Martin Luther, there was John.
那跟马丁路德同时的呢？那就还有加尔文了、 词韵里了，好好些好些弟兄姊妹。
And a contemporary of Martin Luther, there was Calvin, there was Zwingli.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神用着这些给他兴起来的人，把神要在教会里头的恢复一点一点的带过来。
God used these people to restore His church one step at a time.
但是非常可惜的。非常可惜的。
But very regrettably,
那当他们是脚头过来的时候
，when they move forward,
他们做了对的事
，they did something right.
但是也留下了很多不太对的事
，but they also left something not right.
结果就产生什么呢
？And the result is.
就产生弟兄们当中就不能调和在一起。
The brothers could not really be one.
那弟兄们不能调和在一起，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
When brothers could not work together and be one, this is a very serious matter.
但是如果一个不能调和，演变成为彼此敌对的那种光景。
Now, if they cannot be reconciled, but then they are hostile against each other.
这就真是一个很不非非常不太美的事情。
And this is something not good.
我记得。
I remember.
我还年轻的时候。
When I was young.
就信主了。
I believed the Lord.
但是呢，对于信主的事情，没有什么认识的。那个时候连什么叫做得救都不知道了。
At that time, I did not really know the things about the Lord clearly. I didn't even know what is being saved.
后来慢慢的就知道。信耶稣得救了，不是只是上天堂下地狱了。
And then gradually I came to know that being saved is not only go to heaven and not go to hell.
这算是一个进步。
And this is a step forward.
但是不是真的进步。
But it's not really a step forward.
因为对主的事情模模糊糊，你说不知道，好像又知道一点点。你说知道那一点点，那一点点也不完全。
But I was unclear about the worst thing. If you say I don't know, yes, I know a little bit. If you say I know, I don't really know very much.
我记得那时我还在念高中的时候。
At that time I was in high school.
在教会里头有青年团契。
And there was youth fellowship in the school.
有一次我们的青年团契里头在安排一个聚会。
Once the youth fellowship had a meeting.
那个聚会是一个辩论聚会。
It was a debate meeting.
那辩论什么呢
？And what was the subject of debate？
你说他们不是寻求真理，他们也好像是。
And if you say they were not seeking, they were seeking.
你说他们是真的是寻求真理，那事实上我们真的不知道什么是真，什么是不是真。
But if you say that we were at that point seeking the truth.We really didn't know what is true or what's not true. No measure.
我们那次辩论的题目很简单。
And that subject was simple.
得救究竟是因信呢，还是因着行为
？And being saved is it by faith or by works?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们要回到神的话里面去看，好像两方面都有根据，有理由。
Now, it seems that the brothers and sisters, when we go back to the Bible, we can see this two points.
当然我们那个时候的辩论是没有结论的。
But at that time in our debate, we couldn't know anything.
不知道不认识。
Because we did not know the Bible.
我们辩论来辩论去就是从道理上面来做。
And we were debating back and forth.
这个就抓住了，一信称义，主的话说得很清楚。
And one says, well, the word of the Lord is very clear.
那个就说因行为称义，那个也是神的话。
And the other would say, justified by works, that also is the word of God. But what is the truth?
不知道。
We don't know.
最后我们问牧师。
And then finally we asked the pastor.
牧师给我们的答案也是不知道。
The answer of the pastor is, I don't know.
那弟兄姊妹，我们那个时候就是这样的一种光景。
Brothers and sisters, that's our condition at the time.
那么，因此我们也看到了，就从 16、17世纪那个时候到我年轻的时候，当中已经隔了两三百年了。
From the 16th, 17th century to the time I was young, it was already two or three hundred years.
我们还是在糊涂里。
We still were in confusion.
弟兄姊妹们，就说出一个什么问题
？Brothers and sisters, what did they say?
要回到神领我们到的一个位置。
If we want,
毫无保留地承认基督是教会的元首，我们的路还差得远。
Now, if you want to go back to the original point of the Lord, that Christ is the head of the church, we were far away from that.
感谢神，敬拜的神的儿女们，没有我们那时那么糊涂。
But thank the Lord, today, God's children were not so confused as we were.
但是并不等于说我们如今在承认基督是做元首这个事上没有瑕疵。
But on the other hand, it doesn't mean that today on this matter of Christ being the head of the church, we do not have misunderstanding.
撒旦在那里阻挡神的儿女们回到这个准确的地位上面，他是用尽了一切的办法。
Because Satan used every way to work against God's people returning to that point. Christ is the head of the church.
我为什么刚才提出我们年轻的时候所开的那个辩论会呢？
Now, why do I mention this debate club that we were in before?
因为在最近这些年间，
because in recent years,
我们也留意到，特别是在中国，
for example, in these recent years, especially in China,
神在那个很特殊的环境里头有许多的复兴的工作显明出来。
God has much work of restoration in China, a special place.
那么里头向海外开放了。
And when China was open to the overseas,
当然许多东西都开放进去了。
Now many things move in.
那么在基督教里头很多很多的那个工作了他们所传扬的那些道理也跟着进去。
In Christianity overseas, these methods, these doctrines also moved in.
我们就听到他们现在又在辩论我们年轻时候所辩论那个问题。
Today they are debating what we were debating when we were young.
这里一听弟兄就说，我们是得救是完全是信因信信的，并且是永远得救。
Some brothers would say that we were saved by faith and we were saved forever.
另外一些弟兄姊妹又在那里说，得救是可以。是因信得救，但是你那个得救并不保证的。
And some other people would say, yes, indeed, you are saved by faith, but that salvation is not assured.
如果你活得不好的话，那你还是会回到灭亡。
If you do not walk well, work well, then you will be returning to unsaved.
弟兄姊妹，那是信主的神的儿女们中间又来这样的一个辩论。
So that same debate now happened today.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
那如果我们会碰到这样的一种情形
，then when we see these matters，
你说怎么几百年下来还是变那个东西
？You ask yourself the question， how come after several hundred years we come to this point again？
我们只能说一件事
，we can only say one thing，
我们没有真正的被带到以基督做教会的元首
，we were not brought。Really, to this point, Christ is the head of the church.
所以每一个人有每一个人的想法，每一个人有每一个人的立场。
So everybody has his own position. Everybody has his own thought.
我也不肯让你，你也不肯让我。
No, I would not yield to you. You would not yield to me.
弟兄姊妹，这不是谁让谁的问题。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not a matter of.
而是说，如果我们碰到了难处
，when we face a difficulty,
那我们怎么解决呢？
How do we resolve it?
准确的话就是回到神的话的面，回到神的面前来寻求。
The right way is to come back to the Lord, come back to His Word.
但是好像人的愚昧一直给撒旦来做这样的骚扰。
But it seems the foolishness of man give Satan the ground to do this disturbance.
这批弟兄就说，你们完全是加尔文派的想法。
And that one group of people will say, you are Calvinism.
另外一批弟兄说，你们的就是完全是那个亚亚亚亚
亚亚亚
亚亚亚亚亚的说想法。
The other group will say, you are just Arminianism.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个光景就说出了我们一个属灵上的很严肃的问题。
This demonstrates a very serious spiritual problem we are facing.
严肃在什么地方呢？
The seriousness is this.
究竟今天我们跟随的是跟随主呢，还是跟随？主所用的人呢？
Are we following the Lord, or are we following those He uses?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神为着执行他的工作，他兴起好些他所要用的人。
Now God, in order to do His work, He has raised His servants.
但是有一件事情我们不能忘记。
But there's one thing we have to remember.
神所用的人所传递的是神的自己。
His servant is proclaiming himself.
而不是神所用的人来传递他个人的见解和意见。
It is not the servants proclaiming the servant's thought.
有好多人批评我们这样追求主的人是叫做反神学。
Some people criticize us who are following the Lord this way. They said that we are anti-theology.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话听起来好像是的，你们这批人都是反神学。
Yes, it sounds like that you are against theology.
但是我们不能不问。
But we have to ask a question.
神学是什么？
What is theology?
教会历史长久以来一直沿留下一种思想，你要服侍主，你非要到神学里面去不可。
In the history of the church, if there is a thought that coming down, if you want to serve the Lord, you have to study theology.
你不到神学里面去的时候，你怎么服侍主呢？
If you don't go in the direction of theology, how can you serve the
Lord? 有一定的道理。
There is some truth in there.
但不是一个绝对的对必须要做的事。
But this is not a necessity.
问题不是出在是不是出在是神学是什么？
The question is, what is theology?
我们不是反神学。
We are not against theology.
你真正的是说到是神的事情，我们怎么会反对呢？
Theology speaks of the things of the Lord. How can we be against it?
那我们反对的是什么？
What are we against?
或者说我不说的那么严重。
What are we against?
我说我们不能完全接受的是什么呢？
What are the things we cannot
accept? 那我们必须就要看什么，现在的神学是什么。
We ask ourselves, what is the current day, present day theology?
神学是抓到一个圣经上的问题，当然那是比较很基本的问题，他们就有各种各样的见解。
Theology addresses problems that appeared in the Bible. Therefore, they have a different thought.
然后就说，我们要信主，要跟随主，我们必须要跟随这一些的指导。
Now, some saying that if we want to serve the Lord, follow the Lord, we have to be under the guidance of this theology, these thoughts.
最低限度，我个人来说，我绝对不能接受这一。
Personally, at least, I cannot accept this.
我所能体会得来的是，我不管你神学上的解释是怎么样一回事。
My own understanding is, no matter how you interpret this in theology,
我要管的是神的话怎么说。
I only ask the question, what What did the Lord say in His own word?
如果神的话没有这样说，神学上的解释是一大套在那里，把人都说服下来。
If the word of God does not say this, then the interpretation of the theology can say a lot of different things.
那我怎么节选呢？
Now how do I choose?
他真的是把我说服了。
Now, can it really convince me?
但是我不能不考虑。
But I have to consider.
主的话是怎么说？
What does the word of God say?
如果主的话不是这样说，
If the word of God does not say that,
那你让我怎么去接受那个神学的解释呢？
How can we accept the interpretation of the theology?
来作为我们信仰的那个基础的话，
If you take the interpretation of theology as the basis of our faith,
我能做这样的事情吗？
Can I do this?
最低限度现在来说，我不能。
Now at least as far as I'm concerned, I cannot.
那到将来你会能吗？
Now, can you do this in the future?
我想将来也不会能。
And I believe I cannot do this.
因为神的话不是那样说。
Because the word of God does not say that.
那你怎么能接受一种的解说来作为我们跟随主、相信主、寻求主的那一个依据呢？
How can you take an opinion or an interpretation as the basis for us to seek the Lord, to seek His truth?
当我们来回到基督是教会元首的时候，
But when we,
已经给我们一个很明显的界限，不能越过这一条界限。
When we come back to this matter that Christ is the head of the church, it tells us, it gives us a boundary we cannot cross.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果有些时候你跟一些信主的基督徒碰头的时候，也许你会有机会，就用最简单的话来说，你会碰到他们说，你们说那个灵魂体的那个说法啊，是不合神学。
Now, if you run into some believers, you may run into this question. Somebody may ask you. Somebody may say that you talk about spirit, soul, and body. That is not according to theology.
你要回到神学的方面来看，现在的神学就说人的结构就是人。
Now, if you come to the present day theology, it says
它就是一个整体，人就是人。
The structure of a man is a man.
哪有什么灵魂体呢？
There's no differentiation of soul, spirit, and body.
早几十年。
Decades ago,
对这个解释就不一样。
The interpretation was different.
他们就说，人是有灵魂和身体两部分。
And there it says a man has two parts. One is the body, the other is soul and spirit.
灵与魂就没不是两回事。
And the spirit and soul are not two different things.
那再更早一点呢？
Now earlier,
那个倒差不多了。
And then the saying was,
那个就是说，人就是灵魂体。
And they said, a man is spirit, soul, and body.
但是感谢神，不管神学怎么变。
But we thank God, no matter how theology argues,
从三个变成两个，从两个变成一个。
From three to two, from two to one.
但是我们要留意的是什么？
But what should we pay attention to?
是神的话怎么说？
What does the word of God say?
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
你什么时候回到神的话那里去？
Whenever you return to the word of God.
什么时候你认定教会的元首是基督？
Whenever you hold fast the head of the church.
一切的事物要根据基督。
Being Christ, then everything has to be according to
Christ. 基督所说的就是我们所该跟随的。
Everything has to be according to Christ. Whatever he says.
主没有说的，我们就只能参考，不能作为我们信仰的基础。
What the Lord doesn't say, we can only take it as a reference. We cannot use it as the basis of our faith.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
那我说这许许多多的事情。
Now I mentioned these many things.
乃是让弟兄姊妹们看到。
So that you see.
什么时候我们要实实际的去追求活在基督是元首这一个事实里。
Whenever we want to go into the reality that Christ is the head of the church,
那是一个属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual battle.
那是要叫我们非常清楚地认定主是谁。
Now we have to know very clearly who is the Lord.
在主以外，我能有没有条件拣选其他的事物
？Now out of the Lord, can I have?、Am I qualified to choose anything else?
不要说这些事情太多了。不要说这些事情太多了。
I have been spending much time on this.
但是为主要让弟兄姊妹们能更清楚地知道我们该怎样在这一个满了邪恶的时代的里头维持我们站在主的面前那个准确的位置。
But in order to make brothers and sisters aware that we have to stand in a very accurate position in this age full of wickedness,
我还是再说一点点其他的。
Now I will still say a little bit something else.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你晓得，刚才我所说的只是说，在这个比较正面一点的范围里头，
I was talking about these disturbances even in the positive realm.
那我现在要说一个呢，是非常侧面来的骚扰，但是却很容易把神的儿女们迷惑的。
But now I'm going to talk about a disturbance from a negative side. But it's very, very easy to grab the heart and mind of God's children.
本来这个事情在北美来说嘛，好像是没有必要。
Now it seems not necessary to mention this in North America.
但是最近我接到一个姊妹给我的一个消息。
But recently I received news from a sister.
她就说到我现在要说这个事情，在北美现在，不是现在的，其实几年前已经开始了，他们扩张的很厉害。
Now she mentioned that one thing that is actually developing in North America since a few years earlier.
国校是不是很厉害？这个不知道。
Whether it took it.
现在还不大抉择。
Whether its effect was
但是他们的文字的工作，他们的那些呢，就扩展得很快。
Whether its effect is well known, it's not clear. But their pamphlet is spreading. What is it?
这个我们常常听到，在中国这些年来，有一个很糟糕的异端跑出来。
In China, there was a heresy. That came up in the recent years.
他们的名字叫做东方闪电。
And they call themselves lightning in the east.
这个东方闪电是什么回事呢
？Now what is this lightning in the east?
我想，如果我知道的弟兄姊妹们，你也不一定容易说真的是假的。
And if I just say this, you probably would say, is it really true what you are saying?
那我顶好，我是用他们的东西。来告诉弟兄姊妹们。
Now I want to read what they say.
他们在北美设有一个网站。
They have a website in the United in North America.
发表了很多很多的东西。
They have put a lot of things on.
有一些是介绍他们自己。
Some explaining themselves.
一些就是在那里说出他们传什么真理的。
And some talk about the what they call the truth.
那现在我选一点点，我念给弟兄姊妹们听。
I would just read a little bit.
然后我又问你们一个问题。
Then I want to ask you a question.
要是你碰到这个情形的时候，你怎么去分辨呢
？If you face up with this, how do you differentiate?
那弟兄姊妹们，这是他们的网站上面，我把它接下来的。
This is from their website.
这个是介绍他们自己的背景。
This represents their own background.
他说，在1991年
，1991，
教会中有一位姊妹就得到圣灵的感动和说话。
And there was a sister in our church that was moved by the Holy Spirit to speak.
见证了神的名，见证了神的名。
And he testified to the name of the Lord.
神的来到。
And the coming of God.
当时大家都很激动。
And people were excited.
但不明白是什么回事。
But they did not know what was it.
基督从此就开声说话了。
Now Christ started to talk.
一篇一篇的说话接从而来了。
And gradually when he speaks,
所有的人都在传阅。
Now when he received
the
word was read by people, but they didn't understand.
那基督从此就开声说话了。
Now Christ now started to talk.
大家激动万分。
Now people are excited.
聚会满了享受。
And in the meeting, the
full of 人人都沉浸在快乐中
，full of enjoyment. Everybody was happy.
随着基督的发表越来越多
，now following the manifestation of Christ,
所有的人
more and more,
都注重享受神话。
Everyone enjoys the word of God.
心完全被神的话抓住了
，and their hearts were grabbed by the word of God.
聚会便正式开始享受圣灵现实的说话。
The church formally starts to enjoy the present word of the Holy Spirit.
那个时候人只知道这些话、那个时候人、那时人不知道这个是神道成肉身。
And that time people did not know this is actually the word becoming flesh.
是基督显现。
Manifestation of Christ.
只是把基督的发表当作是一个普通的姊妹得着圣灵的启示。
And they didn't know this is the manifestation of Christ. They thought this was only a sister talking.
因为在基督的发表中还没有证实见证神道成肉身。
Because in the manifestation of Christ, it did not testify to God's word becoming flesh.
人都不明白道成肉身是怎么回事。
People did not understand what is a word becoming flesh.
人只知道这些话是圣灵的启示。
Men only knew that these words were the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以对基督还是以姊妹相称。
So when they saw Christ, they actually think this is just a
sister. 把他当人看待。
They considered him as just a woman, a man.
当基督说话达到高峰的时候。
When the word of Christ comes to the apex,
神才开始见证神道成肉身。
Then God demonstrates that the word becoming flesh,
闪明了圣灵降在人身上与圣灵做工在人身上的区别。
It clarifies the Holy Spirit coming to man and the man and the word and the God working in man,
并揭示了灵实。化在肉身的奥秘
，and then
灵实化在肉身的奥秘。
And then it manifests the realization of spirit in man, in flesh.
这时人才知道
，then men know
生活在人中间发表语言。话语牧养供应教会的姊妹就是神的道成肉身。
Now this sister who is teaching among people is really God word becoming flesh.
是基督。
This is Christ.
是神的显现。
This is the manifestation of God.
这段话就是他们介绍他们是这个整个的背景。他们自己说的不是我说的。
And this is in their own word representing themselves.
弟兄姊妹，当你碰到一个这样的问题的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you run into this question,
你听刚才的话
，When you hear those words,
属灵不属灵
？Is this spiritual？
啊，我翻过他们的一些文字来看
，And when I look at the other writings of them，
啊，我几乎所以说我们所说的属灵话，他们全都用上。
And it seems that all these spiritual words that we are using, they are using too.
你要是从表面上面去看的时候，你怎么去？去区别它。
Looking from the surface, you cannot differentiate.
弟兄姊妹们，光是这一段话
，Brothers and sisters, only this paragraph.
你怎么下结论
？How do you conclude？
这里起码有两个事情你要抓住的，起码。
There are two points you have to pay attention.
第一，道成肉身是不是？还能是事实，还能是事实，道成肉身。
This word becoming flesh, can it be again a fact that we see?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他其他的话说，他们所以再来道成肉身，因为 所谓那个基督教还不对呀、啊。所以现在神不能不再差他儿子再一次来啊。
Their argument was that all Christianity was wrong. Therefore, God has to send his son again.
以前神的儿子来是用儿子的身份来。
Last time when the Son of God came,
现在就用女儿的身份来了。
He came as the Son of God. This time, my daughter.
你碰到这样的事情。
When you see this,
你怎么去区别？
How do you differentiate?
你要留意到，如果基督是教会的元首的话，
If Christ is the head of the church,
按照他这样的说法的话，基督做元首的资格还没有条件呢。
And 再说一下，
如果按照他这个说法，基督做元首的资格还没有条件。
According to what they are saying, it's not really qualified yet as Christ being the head of the church.
因为他要再来，再做一些事情，然后基督要做的才做成功。
Because she has to do more in order to do what Christ was doing.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得。
But remember, brother and sister.
你读《使徒行传》的时候，你就知道了。
When you read the Acts.
神已经立他为主为基督是根据什么
God has set him to be the Lord and Christ according to what?
根据他从死里复活
According to the resurrection from the dead
神因着基督从死里复活就立他为主为基督
Now because God has raised him from the dead then he set him to be the Lord and Christ
你在读到希伯来书的时候
Now if you go to the Hebrews
你很清楚地看到
Now there you see
是因着基督那一次的献祭
because of the Christ being offered
神那个救赎的工作就完成
The redemptive work of the Lord is accomplished
如果你在读到启示录的时候
If you read Revelation
你会看到整个基督他整个的计划的怎样执行一直到结局他已经在那里给我们做了完全的启示
In the revelation how Christ would complete the work of redemption is a complete revelation there
那所以这个是第一个问题
So that's a problem
第二个问题都在这儿了那另外的还有一件事情我还要提给弟兄姊妹听一听的
Another point
那他就这样说了他说他既然显明他自己是基督
Now that she has demonstrated that she is Christ
那他所说的话
What she said
就是神现在的工作
Is God's present work
留意了哈是神新时代的说话
This is God speaking in a new age
是人现实的需要
It is the need of the present day men
有了神的新的工作说话
It's
有了神的新的工作说话
Yeah With God speaking and working new in a new age.
弟兄姊妹注意这句话了。
Pay attention to this.
圣经自然就是老旧了。
The Bible now becomes old.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果真的是像他所说的，我们都不必读圣经了。
Brothers and sisters, if this is really true, then we don't have to read the Bible
anymore. 因为圣经已经老旧。
Because the Bible is now old.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你要是他根据他所说的那些话
，If you according to what is said there,
对神儿女们的骚扰很厉害。
The disturbance to the God's people is severe.
所以听说在中国，特别在那很多家庭教会里头的弟兄姊妹们，很多连负责弟兄都整批的给他们。
So, especially in some in the house churches in China, even those responsible brothers were taken en masse by them.
当然对我们来说，好像这个与我们没有直接的关系。
But it seems these have nothing, no direct relationship with us.
但是一个是非常真实的例子。
But this is a very real example.
我看看主，我没办法和弟兄姊妹再多说。
Time is short now.
但是我必须要和弟兄姊妹们回到正面里面来。
But I have to come back to original point.
撒旦是不住的，用各种各样的方法来骚扰神的儿女，去建立基督是教会的元首。
Satan used various ways to disturb brothers and sisters, God's people, that would have this established that Christ is the head of the church.
那我们也非常清楚地知道，教会不能不让基督做元首。
But we know that God, that the church has to have Christ as the head.
那因此在我们正面的那个学习上面，我们怎么来建立这一个好叫神的建造在我们中间能以继续的向前。
So how do we let that happen? Christ being the head of the church, so that God's building work can continue.
有好些话我只能浓缩的来提一下就好了。
I have to put this short.
我想弟兄姊妹，你必须要记得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you have to remember one thing.
当我们只有这样来学习。活在让基督做元首的事上面。
When we so learn how to have Christ being the head of the church,
我们从教会历史和圣经里面所记载的属灵的历史里头，我们能归纳出有两件事情很重要的。
From the history of the church and plus from the Bible, we can conclude there are two things very important.
这两件事情也是新约的教。新约的书信里边很清楚地提醒我们。
Those are clear reminding in the New Testament.
我们大家读读以弗所书也好，读哥罗西书也好。
When we read Ephesians and Colossians,
都是说到我们要学基督。
It says we have to learn Christ.
我们要根据基督。
According to Christ.
那我们要学基督的话
，If we want to learn Christ,
你怎么学
？How do you learn?
你没办法学的。
You can't learn.
只有一个可能可以学的
except for one way.
基督的生命已经在我们的里面
and knowing that Christ's life is already in us.
那我们就可以按照基督的生命的引导和管理，我们可以学
that we can learn by the leading and the ruling of the life of Christ.
那怎么去学呢？
Now what is learned?
我们用圣经上的话来说，
we use the word of the Bible.
照着基督
according to Christ.
就是按照基督他是怎么给我们去领会，我们就按照主给我们的光照来跟随。
How the Lord shed light in us, that we going to follow in His light.
那我们的主已经很清楚地给我们，不单是只是原则上来提出，你们要学基督，你们要照着基督。
Now, not only in principle, the Lord has shown us to learn Christ and according to Christ.
他也很具体的给我们来说出。
But he also very concretely said,
你怎么去学习让基督来做元首呢？
How do you learn?
说到学基督。
Concerning learning Christ.
那你怎么学基督？
How do you learn?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主自己摆出一个他自己的形象。
The Lord has shown us His own image.
何时摆出他自己的性格
？And His own characters.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们的主在地上的时候。
We remember when our Lord was on earth.
那人来反对他。
And people were against him.
是说他这样，说他那样。
To say him this and that.
但是主怎么回答他们呢
？And what was his answer to them?
主说。主说。
The Lord said.
我如果没有听见神父所要说的，我就没有话说。
I have nothing to say unless I hear my Father say.
如果我没有我发展发展一下，如果我没有看见父所要做的，我也没事情可做。
I will have nothing to do unless I see my father's do.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是主的样式。
And this is the image of Christ.
他每件事情他看父神。
And everything he looks up to the father.
神啊，你怎么看这个事
？God, how do you look at this matter?
父啊，你怎么做这个事？
Father, how do you do this?
你做这个事情，我就做。
If you do this, I do.
你不要做这个事情，我就不做。
If you don't do this, I don't do.
特别显明在克西马尼那一个祷告。
Now, especially it shows up in the prayer in the Gethsemane.
我们能从主在克西马尼那个祷告里面很清楚地看到这一个事实。
From his prayer in the garden, we see this fact.
主啊，如果这杯可以替我挪开，你给我拿开。
Lord, if this cup can be taken away, please take it away.
但是不要跟随我的意思。
But not according to my word.
只要跟随你，做成你的意思。
Not according to me, but according to you.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
主在克西马尼的那一件事，
this Gethsemane,
你很清楚地看到。
You see clearly.
他上神父神求拿开那个杯，他有绝对的理由的。
He has a reason to ask for that cup to be removed.
第一，这个杯是罪人喝的。
First of all, the cup is for sinners.
我不是罪人。
I'm not a sinner.
我是你的儿子。
I'm your son.
第二
，Second.
生命是从我出来的。
Life comes from me.
如果我把这个杯接过来的时候，
take,
我就要落到死亡的那个事实里。
If I take this cup, then I fall into this fact of death.
这个与我的所事不相称。
That is not consistent with my being.
弟兄姊妹们，主的理由是蛮高的。
Brothers and sisters, he could have good reasons.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
尽管他遇到那么严肃的一个选择的时候。
And when he was faced with this very dire
choice,
he still said,
父啊，不要随我的意思，只要你的意思。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果你回到哥林多前书十一章，你看到主的话教导教会的姊妹们在蒙头这个事上的学习的那段话。
If we come to First Corinthians chapter 11, when the apostle teaches about the head covering,
你留意到那里怎么说呢？
You notice that what it says there.
那里特别最末了让人说，神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
因为基督以神做他的头。
Because Christ take God to be his head.
基督以父做他的头。
Christ take the Father to be his head.
那所以他在克西马尼的那一个祷告就是这样的摸到父神的心。
Therefore, his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane touches the heart of God.
感谢主，我不详细的说下去。
Thank the Lord, we cannot.
弟兄姊妹，你自己可以从那些事上面留意得到。
And this is something you can notice yourself.
那因此我们在主的面前不能不注意了。
So we have to note.
很具体的，我们怎么来学习让基督做元首？
How do we concretely learn to let Christ be the head?
从个人来说是这样。
From personally.
从教会整体来说还是那个。
And also from the point of the view of the church.
当然更重要的是从在教会的整个的建造的事情上面。
Of course, more pertinently, this whole matter of building up of the church.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
那当我们留意到神这样引导的时候。
When we note how the Lord leads us.
我刚才特别提到。
And I mentioned,
主给我们指出了那个很具体的、实际的那个操练的方法。
The Lord gave us a method of practice.
头一件事情
，Number one，
那是哥罗西书上面所提到的，弟兄们的交通里边都已经一再提到的，要让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
In the Colossians, let the peace of Christ rule in us.
另一件事情，那是约翰一书里面所提到的那个恩膏的教训。
The second thing is in First John, the teaching of the anointing.
那这是主在我们里面给我们的那个吸引和管理。
And this is how the Lord attracted us and also ruled us.
但是主在我们外面呢，也把他的话赏赐给我们。
But exteriorly, the Lord also gave us His word.
借着他的话的指导，来让我们看到如何来跟上神的心思。
Through the guidance of the word of God, We know how to follow up.
外面是神的话来带领。
Exteriorly, it is the word of God leading.
里面是主的生命或者说圣灵的工作在那边来管理。
Inside is the work of the of God of the Lord's life or Holy Spirit.
说到这个了，这个是另外的一个题目了。
This is a different matter.
但是我也指出了给弟兄姊妹，你注意到这个。
But brothers and sisters, I want to point out.
我们做基督徒不可能不学习这些里面的功课的。
Now we Christians have to learn this inside lesson.
也需要留意在外面来吸收神的话。
Now, and outward, we also have to read the Word of God.
这是非常具体的问题。
This is a very concrete question.
弟兄姊妹一提到吸收神的话。
When we talk about the Word of God.
我想我还是要说一些这些话。
I want to mention one thing.
我们每天都读圣经。
Every day we read the Bible.
但是我要问你说。
But I have to ask you.
我不是问你有没有读圣经。
I'm not asking whether you have read the Bible.
我是问我们每次读圣经，你读出了神对你说什么。
The question is, every time when you read the Bible, what is the Lord speaking to you?
我们要知道神对我们说了什么。
We have to know what the Lord has spoken to
you. 我们才明白神的心思是怎样。
Then I know the mind of the Lord.
不是只是说我神力在那里做了那个灵修的功课。
Not that, that I have gone through the motion of reading.
那这个是没有办法。
And that's useless.
我们是要从主的话里头看到主的话。
And we have to see the word of God in His word.
看到主说话的目的。
And to see the purpose of His talk.
看到主说的话对我们的那个引导。
To see what is the guidance that His word is giving me.
但是主的话是那么许多，我们怎么来跟呢？
Now, when the word of God is given to us, how we follow?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神在里面给我们恩膏的教训。
God has given us the teaching of the anointing.
给我们有基督的平安。
And give us the peace of Christ.
你不一定是知道那个事情的那个实际的结果是怎样。
You may not know the result of this particular matter.
但是主让你灵里头不得释放，你就知道那个事情该怎么解决。
But the Lord have give you peace in your spirit, then you know how to choose this matter.
当然，我只是很负面的和弟兄姊妹们提到这方面。
So I can only briefly talk about.
我相信弟兄姊妹们在平常我们教会生活里边应该有彼此劝勉这样的学习。
I believe you must have been instructed among yourself about this matter.
所以在末了我一定要说这个话。
Finally, I have to say this.
当我们读神自己的话的时候
，When we read the word of God，
我们读得非常有意思。
We read it with interest.
那么厚的一本圣经。
It's a Bible this thick.
一大半是旧约。
And half of it is Old Testament.
其他的是新约。
And the other is New Testament.
新约最末后的那个是启示录。
And finally is the Revelation.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
神把他在人中间工作整个的过程给我们都有了记录。
God has given us a record of His full work.
神用了很长的旧约的时间把人带到绝望的里头。
God used the whole time of Old Testament to bring men to a state of despair.
新约主来了，就把人从绝望里面带进光的。
And in the New Testament, when the Lord came, He brings people out of the desperation.
然后就把我们带到神怎么来完成他那永远的旨意。
And then brought us into how the Lord accomplishes His
purpose. 那么我们读到启示录的时候
，When we come to Revelation,
哎呀，你启示录好像好难读。
It seems to be hard to read it.
我不敢说它好容易读。
I'm not saying it's easy to read.
但是有一个秘诀，我提一下。
But there's a secret.
你要是第一章的里头，你看到启示录，圣灵把它分成三个大段。
But if you read the first chapter, you see the Spirit separate Revelation into three sections.
一个是看见的事。
One is in the past.
一个是现在的事。
The other is present.
一个是将来必成。
The third is the future.
那我不是在那里解说这一点。
I'm not explaining this.
但是我特别要提的。
I want to mention.
那我们看到一件事情。
When we look at this matter.
神现在非常注意的在现在的是这一个时刻。
God pays attention to present.
那现在这事是什么？
What is this present?
启示录第二章第三章。
Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
那就是说到教会的教会的实际的属灵的光景。
Talking about the practical, actual spiritual relation,
spiritual condition of the church. 然后就给我们看到。
Then we see.
什么时候现在的事情到了终局？
When the present thing comes to the end.
那就是说，教会的建造成功了。
And that's the time the building of the church.
然后你就看到将来必成的事情。
Then you see things that's for sure to happen in the future.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹特别注意的是什么
？Now, brothers, we have to pay attention.
启示录那七封书信是说什么
？The seven letters of the Revelation.
啊，一般来说我们说，哎呦，那是说说教会的。七个状态或者七个时代或者两样都有。
And then we can say the seven conditions of the church, of seven stages of the church, or both.
如果我们只是读到这个光景
，But if that's all we read,
我们没有读到主的心思。
We did not hit the heart of God.
啊，如果只是停留在那个文字上面的那个表达的事物。
But we, if we only look at the things that were expressed,
弟兄姊妹们，教会没有前途的。
Then the church has no future.
哎呦，你看七个教会。
Now the seven churches.
一大半是落在神的责备里。
Now, more than a half is being blamed by the Lord.
啊，两个在主的面前没有受责备，但是
two of them were not blamed by the Lord.
神说的顶高的那个说，你略有一点力量。
And the Lord said to Philadelphia, "You have as little power."
那这样子教会怎么能长成
？Now how can the church be grown？
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们读启示录读到那个地方，你不能只是停留在哦，只是说到教会的状态的问题。
So when we read the Revelation, we cannot just stay at the say that this is the condition of the church。
我们必须看到主说出那七封书信的要求在哪里。
We want to see what God wants。In his letter to the seven churches,
我们简单的一句话说
，Simply put,
神要教会长成。
Where does God want the church to be?
要教会是那个样子，怎么长成呢
？Now, if the church is in that condition, how the church grow?
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
他在不管你那个教会的光景是如何
，No matter what's the condition of the church,
神在那里呼召得胜者。
God calls the overcomers.
什么叫做得胜者？
What are the overcomers?
我就是我今天我交通这个主题来说。
Now, this is the subject of my fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，得胜者就是，不管外面的形状是怎么样。
The overcomers are, no matter what the outside conditions are.
但是神在那里要寻找一些人。
God wants to seek.A people.
具体上面来说
Concretely speaking,
他们是在那里确定基督是元首
They are there certain that Christ is the head of the church.
在实行方面
Now in practice,
他们却非常坚定地来守住神自己的真道
They firmly keep God's own building.
那就带出一个什么结果呢
The result is
教会的成熟就根据这一些得胜者他们在神面前所活出的那个荣耀的光景
The maturity of the church is according to the glorious condition these overcomers have lived out
弟兄姊妹们我要交通的话非要停在这里不可了
Brothers and sisters, I have to stop here
但是我不能不说这句话
But I have to say
什么
What is this?
求主给我们有一个非常的迫切去追求做一个活在基督式教会的元首的神的儿女。
May the Lord give us an urgency to seek to be God's children that live in the reality that Christ is the head of the church.
因为这一些神的儿女在基督里首先有盼望的人中间呈显出一个功用叫教会长成满有基督长成的身量
These children of God even among those who have first hope they have demonstrated a full grown stature of Christ
感谢主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿你的话在我们的里面起一个作用。
May your word take an effect.
催促我们常常照着你的心意来追求活在你最大的喜悦里。
Urge us to live in a reality that would give you pleasure.
主，我们知道我们是带着许多的短缺的。
Lord, we know that we have so much shortcomings.
但是感谢你，你说这些对教会说这些话，那就是说出你会负责有这样心思的人，你要成全他们。
But Lord, since you have said this word that you will be responsible, that those who have this heart, you're going to accomplish this for them.
求主给我们造一个爱慕如此活在你面前的心智。
Lord, we pray that you give us a heart and a mind to live before you like this. Let glory be to you.
When you appear,
in glory, we will appear in glory with you. We pray with thanks in the name of Lord Jesus.